Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs released from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. We'll hear this half hour from Diana Ross, Edward Starr, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Jimmy Ruffin, The Velvettes, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, and Lionel Richie. Well, first up, the debut single from Diana Ross, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. Well, this song was both written and produced by the great team of Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Well, finally, after months of planning, this was the solo debut for Diana Ross. Well, Berry Gordy's original plan had been to have Diana Ross record Someday We'll Be Together. Well, of course, it became the swan song for the Supremes and the decade as we went into the 1970s. Well, Nicholas Ashford recalled that, quote, Berry Gordy told us that he wanted us to get a little bit away from the Motown sound. We left the meeting with him scratching our heads, thinking about what songs we could write that would bring her to the forefront as a solo artist. Well, they started writing before meeting with Miss Ross, recording backing tracks shortly after Someday We'll Be Together was released. But they couldn't come up with anything that really suited them and Diane. While the writing and production team of Ashford and Simpson carry on trying to think about what they should do with Diana, in a mid-January 1970 burst of creativity, they recorded four beautiful tracks, including Reach Out and Touch. Well, Ashford recalled, we were at Motown at the second studio, and I was outside having a cigarette. I heard this music coming from inside, and I said, what is this? Well, Valerie, his partner, had gotten on the organ, which I didn't even know she knew how to play. And the sound of it, the melody she was playing, well, when she played it, the words just came out of my head. Well, here it is. Reach out and touch someone's hand. Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Hey, hey, my she talks, and you can tell her by the way she smiles. I guarantee you it will drive you wild. So if you see my baby, if anybody sees my baby, stop on the side.
Hey, I'm sick.
Yes, I am. Cause I miss my baby so.
Hey, I'm sick.
Hey, man. I don't know where she's gone.
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Yes, they recorded briefly for the Motown record label in 1972. That was The Night. Before that, Edward Starr with Stopper on Sight from 1966. And we started with Diana Ross, Reach Out and Touch from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs recorded and released in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, a great song from 1967 from Jimmy Ruffin, Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got. Well, this song was co-written by Barrett Strong, and it marked Barrett's return to Motown. After his 1960 hit called Money, That's What I Want, and a string of flops for Motown, Barrett split to Chicago, where he worked for a record label called Tully and VJ, and Chess as both a writer, producer, and occasional recording artist. He was back at Motown by November 1965, where he helped complete a song called Too Busy Thinking About My Baby for the Temptations album called Get Ready. And it began a long collaboration with co-producer Norman Whitfield. Well, Whitfield and Jimmy Ruffin were good friends. Gotta Give Her All I Got marked a change of sentiment for Jimmy Ruffin. After two downbeat songs, he's in a positive mood in this song. Well, Jimmy was one of the few remaining artists who'd been with Motown since 1961, but the song was to be his last top 40 hit until 1980. Well, here is Jimmy Ruffin, gonna give her all the love I've got right here on Motown Memories.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna be her.
Yeah.
Motown Memories from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Smooth sound of Smokey Robinson from 1981, Being With You. Before that, the Velvettes, some Motown Memory's favorite artist, with Needle in a Haystack from 1964. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin's great song, Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got, from 1967. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Actually, there's two songs left during this hour, one from 1966 and one from 1983. The next song coming up from 66 is Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, and it's a great song called It Takes Two. Well, it had been less than 15 months since the last Marvin and Kim hit called What Good Am I Without You, which was a minor hit, and it was 9 months since Kim's only modestly successful song called Helpless. By now, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, was probably aware that Kim was planning to leave the company with her husband, Mickey Stevenson, who was offered more than $1 million to head MGM Records' West Coast division. Well, that made It Takes Two, which had languished in the can for 9 months, her last hurrah. Its release may have been influenced by the lack of product for Marvin Gaye at the time, but Gordy's hunch to release proved right as the record made top 20 status. Well, Kim Weston recalled at the time that, quote, "It really shocked me because I had left the label when they released it. When I heard I had a hit, I couldn't believe it. What a case of bad timing leaving the Motown record label." She regretted that she never performed the song in public with Marvin, but she had to make the move to MGM when her husband Mickey did. She further recalled that Marvin Gaye was fun to work with. Before he'd do his overdub, he would change all the lyrics and do everything with the song. It would be so crazy, but that was a joy. Well, here they are, their last hurrah, Kim Weston and Marvin Gaye with It Takes Two, right here on Motown.
Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you, been a fool too long, I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way.
so hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Lionel Richie from 1983, Stuck on You, and we started with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together with It Takes Two, a great song from 1966. But during the last hour, we've featured songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.